Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
It's March 20th, the greatest day ever. On the 20th of March, 1854, the Republican Party was formed. This grand old party was created on the ideals of small government, personal responsibility, and the thrill of melting snowflakes till they go crawling back to their safe spaces to color in a rainbow because of a microaggression. Have a great March 20th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Except for essentials, there's a stay-at-home order now for everybody in the state of California. Governor Gavin Newsom says estimating a 20% hospitalization rate for coronavirus infections.
About 19,543 people that would need to be hospitalized under that scenario, above the existing capacity of our system.
Today at the Capitol, negotiations on a coronavirus relief bill introduced by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, including direct payments for some Americans.
The measure would also offer loan guarantees for businesses, including billions for commercial airlines.
We're not talking about so-called bailouts for firms that made reckless decisions.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says corporate stimulus must prohibit companies from buying back stock, rewarding executives, or laying off workers.
Fox News, Jared Halpern. Like America's listening to Fox News.
That was a joke.
Did you know that Brant McDonald offered me to join his firm yesterday?
Join the firm?
Because Wednesday, after he laid out, you know, that was the day the market took a pretty big hit.
I remember that, yeah.
And I was watching it all day long, and I said, Brant, I'm going to predict that tomorrow we'll see the market bump up again. Not all the way, obviously, but enough. Well,
Several hundred points yesterday, right?
Yeah, and he said, you made that prediction, so I have a desk and a nameplate here at McDonald & Hagen. And by the way, if you have questions, you don't have to be a client to call Brant. If you have a particular concern, their number is 387-0094. I think he's going to join us on Friday afternoons. Normally, he does not. And he said he would call in Saturday or Sunday if he had insights to offer for people who have major concerns. That's his way of trying to help out during this time. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Phenomenal team of people. 706.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
When you're at 68 degrees at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's like a day in late May or June. Very warm again today. We're in the 80s for the ninth day in a row. Today's high around 84 after 86 yesterday. Risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. And then showers and storms become more likely tonight and then through the overnight hours, low 61. Tomorrow, I guess there could be a leftover shower or two in the morning. Otherwise, a cooler day, you know, 74 is not cool. Cool, but it's cooler, and then we'll be in the 50s on Saturday night, upper 60s to around 70 on Sunday. More showers and thunderstorms likely by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. We'll be in the mid-70s on Monday, and then we could be back in the 80s again on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 88% humidity. It's 68 at 7:08.
You happy?
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Why do you ask?
Why do you ask?
Well, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
It just happens to be
International Day of Happiness.
If you're happy and you know it,
so,
then your face will surely show it.
Right?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
It's International Day of Happiness.
And if you're happy, I'm happy for you.
It's showtime, baby.
I know what makes people happy. Sports.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your early morning sports reporter, Greg Budell. Norwegian musher. Or is it musher?
Wait a minute. Musher? I would say musher. Is that who won the Iditarod?
Yeah, mush is what your mom used to call your face. Bring me your mush. It's filled with jelly.
Is this the winner of the how do you say that?
The Iditarod.
Iditarod.
Thomas Werner. Won it. He crossed the finish line in Nome, Alaska, in first place on Wednesday to win the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, the sport's most famous competition, in just his second attempt, Rich.
Hmm.
Werner won the nearly 1,000-mile across the Alaskan wilderness trek in 9 days, 10 hours, 37 minutes, and 47 seconds, beating second-place finisher and three-time winner Mitch Seavey by 6 hours. That's the sports. The bad news there is now that the Iditarod has been completed, there is no squat.
More sports.
Although, I'll tell you what, I'm giving serious thought to having a home run derby at my house.
Oh, yeah?
With wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball? Yeah.
Trevor Bauer, pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds, did a wiffle ball thing last weekend. And, man, people desperate to watch something, you know, check that out.
Right.
And he did it as a fundraiser for charity.
The sports betting industry is shut down, right?
Yeah. My good friend, who does not need to be named, had a plan in place for some time to go to Vegas and see Shania Twain.
Uh-huh.
And that was last weekend. And he went. And now it's a ghost town. Janelle and I were talking last night how, with the timing of this, how lucky we were that the restaurants were still open. We were able to do everything we wanted to do. Yes, this Paul, there's and my poor girl, I'm trying to keep her calm. There's a Corona testing station right up the street from where she lives.
Uh-huh.
I said, are you having any symptoms? Oh, my throat's a little sore. I sent her a list. I said, if you see these kinds of things turn up, that's when you should go get tested.
I said, it's a cough, I think, and a fever.
Yeah. One of the things is a 100.4 fever. Dr. Wick Manny says if it's a fever that hits 100.4 or higher, you should be tested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, while it's not good for the 13,000 confirmed cases in the U.S., which was a big bump, we could be at a pivotal point in the curve where we start to see things plateau.
I hope so.
And when we hit that, that's when we know things are gradually going to start unwinding and get better. And in the meantime, our politicians have kind of dropped. I mean, honest to God, yesterday, Ilhan Omar, who I really don't care for too much, actually praised the president. Governor Cuomo praised the president for the way they handled it. Governor of New Jersey praised the president. These are not normally members of Trump's inner circle.
Exactly.
But
did the Senate approve the $1,200 checks?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, they're April 6th, and they're going to go straight into bank accounts. And I think the qualifier is for an individual filer if you earn $99,000. And it depends on your most recent return. If you haven't filed 2019, you may want to wait. So if your 2018 return, your adjusted gross income was over $99,500, you won't qualify.
Okay.
If your combined return was under $200,000, you still qualify. And there's an allowance of, I think, $500 per child. And they say they want that money in people's accounts April 6th. I'm gonna believe they're going to do it.
Yeah.
They're going to do it.
That's quite a task to do it that quickly.
Now, for somebody who just got, had the door shut on them yesterday or this week, April 6th seems like a long time away.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the speed of government here.
Well, think about it. It's only been a week since Montgomery's first case.
You know, here's something worth noting. The first week.
This is Alabama's first case, actually.
The first week of March, the unemployment numbers came out, and it was incredible. We had 250,000 or 270,000 jobs added in the month of February. We're going to see the unemployment rates skyrocket temporarily. Mm-hmm. I am hoping that the vast majority of businesses that had to put people out of work or close will reopen. And our restaurants locally are doing their best to do curbside and all that. It still doesn't take care of all the servers and everything else, but they're doing their best. You mentioned somebody that's kind of turning into
That they're rethinking their business model. Mm-hmm. Instead of if business is not, it's not, it's not been looking up here lately, they're thinking about becoming a shop that their area people can go in and buy stuff. By food.
The good news is, under normal regulatory circumstances, they might have to go through all these processes. And the president's trying to cut, and I think the governor and everybody else, they're trying to
cut the red tape.
Yeah, cut the red tape.
Yeah.
If that's what you need to do, go ahead.
Right. And so he was on the phone to the health department and asking questions about that. But anyway, people are adapting. And they're changing their business model, and they're doing what they can.
I think at the end of all this, we're all going to be better people, better country. I'm Mr. Optimism here. Yep. Rosie and I will be here on News Talk 93.1 live on Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 8:30, along with others who are familiar to you. I'll let you the lineup this afternoon.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. An Elmore County teacher has tested positive for the coronavirus. School officials say the teacher works individually with students on multiple campuses. The parents of students who may have been exposed have been contacted. The Alabama Department of Public Health announced a major health order Thursday. The order mandates the closures of daycares, beaches, and on-site dining in restaurants as the state tries to contain the spread of the coronavirus. This order is in place until April 5th. And Montgomery police have identified the man arrested after an hours-long standoff with police Wednesday. 39-year-old Benjamin Baldwin is charged with 3 counts of attempted murder of a police officer. He's in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Benatti created, perfected, and patented the Benatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Benatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Benatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Benatti succeeds where others fail.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born.
On March 20th, 1928, the world welcomed little baby Fred Rogers. The future children's TV host showed talent on the day he was born.
Won't you please?
Hey, look, he's singing.
Please, won't you be my mother? Hello, mother. How are you today?
Fred Rogers, a star is born.
Sounded like George Bush.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts.
Well, that was convoluted.
No, I was so interested in making a comment that I blew it.
That's right.
And now...
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood we call...
Random. Facts.
Random facts. All right, folks, did you know... In 1567, the man with the world's longest beard at the time... What?
How could they know it was the world's longest in 1567 without the internet?
I don't know.
I just didn't know where you were going. Anyway, what about the beard?
Yeah.
Well, he broke his neck and died when he tripped over it.
He tripped over
it. Well, it serves him right.
What? Why does that serve him right?
He created his
You own. Have a long beard, you must die.
I'm not against long beards, but man, if you're growing it to the point where it becomes a hazard, gee.
I would like
to go on record here on the radio.
Let me just say this about that.
I would like to say this about what Rich just said about that, I apologize.
You could have the world's longest other things. Does that mean you need to die from it?
And trip over it?
I've survived.
Okay. Check, please.
You thank me because I set you up for that.
Bumped into a
few
doors.
Up for you.
Okay.
Did you know? Move on. Well, not really. If you flush the toilet with the lid up, germs will still be in the air 90 minutes later. Just so, you know, I know we're all trying to be health conscious now as far as, you know, sanitation and everything else and clean.
Uh-huh.
Put the lid down, then flush.
Okay.
Apparently, on one of those corona tests, they have to go there. That's one of the... Because Trump alluded to it. He took the test.
Yeah.
They get you here, and...
Oh.
Looking out my back door.
Is that right?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Gives new meaning to the swab thing.
I think the swab you don't. It's
Maybe they were really testing him. Like, you know, as president, let's you know, double, triple sure.
Oh, by the way, Skipper just made a fresh pot of coffee for us.
Oh, I saw that come up on my watch that he's sent a message to our group.
What a guy. He is a good man.
Good.
Did you know that one of the first American spies was a woman during the Revolutionary War?
Yes.
We don't know her identity even to this day.
She was given a number, really.
She was referred to only as Agent 355.
Right.
That is
right,
it.
Right. But she did amazing things. And back then, when you were a woman, you were less suspected of being a spy. You know what I mean?
Girls didn't do them things.
Right.
Did you know there was a student nurse named Lupe Hernandez? In 1966, she invented something that we all use today. More so now than ever. Does anybody know? Take a shot.
Toilet paper?
Not in 1966. Toilet paper was invented.
Now I know why my childhood was so rough.
Oh, my gosh. Back in the outhouse days, we had the Sears catalog.
In the Farmer's Almanac.
That's right.
She invented hand sanitizer.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. She realized that if alcohol was in gel form, it could clean hands when people had no access to soap and water.
I see.
She also founded the company Germex.
What a commodity now, hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
People were fighting over it the other day at Publix.
Did you know, and you guys probably do, and I knew this, actually, if your headphone plug has one stripe, it's mono.
Yes.
Two stripes, it's stereo.
Right.
What if it has three stripes? Do you know?
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. That third stripe, and this is the way I can tell that if I have a, if I just find a random cord or somebody lets me borrow a random cord for my phone.
Uh-huh.
Well, not anymore, I guess, because we have these connections
right,
on the bottom.
But
if it has a third stripe, that means it has a microphone pass input. In other words, microphones. You know, we can have a, or something, have a microphone on the thing so you can talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way I produce my videos in the morning.
That's if it has three stripes.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I've got a mic that does that. Yeah.
Did you know the renowned cellist Yo-Yo Ma made his stateside debut at the American Pageant of the Arts at the, only the age of 7. In attendance at that performance was the sitting president, John F. Kennedy, and former president, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Wow.
7 years old, you're performing in front of the president.
That's amazing.
Did you know the term luck of the Irish was originally an insult? It used to be said sarcastically as the Irish have historically bad luck with the potato famine and other things.
That's what brought many of the Irish here in the mid-19th century.
The potato famine, right.
Coming up on Random Facts, we'll talk about the national anthem. A neutron star, not the dance. The swine flu outbreak from 2009. And, and one more random fact to add in there. I don't even know how I was going to tease that without just totally giving it away.
Here, okay. I have a sheet full of them. There you go.
No, I mean,
I've got
another one. I just didn't know how to tease it.
Because it would give it away.
I didn't know how to tease it. No, it's not dirty. Where's your head go? It just would give it away. It's not that it would be dirty.
He's tripping over some random facts.
And later on, we have a new coronavirus song suggested by a listener called Do You Want to Go to Walmart? And the answer to that question is
no.
Food Outlet, man. I'm going to swing by there after the show this morning. It is 7:23. We are doing everything we can to keep all the great local businesses viable during this time. One way you can help is to participate in a process without spending a dime. By that, I mean, if you've always been interested in LASIK, it costs you nothing to call Montgomery Eye Physicians at 271-3804 and go see the refractive surgery counselor. They can run that test. It's very simple. And, of course, it is a medical practice. They are as clean as it gets, just like our friends at Infusion. So you can get the test, find out if you're a candidate for LASIK, and then when this dies down and everything is back to normal, then you can talk about getting the procedure. And even then, you can finance that through care credit for qualified customers. So give it some thought. If you've got, as Tommy Shaw once said, too much time on your hands, 271-3804. If you'd like to read more about LASIK, go to onlinemep.com. Onlinemep.com. Montgomery Eye Physicians on Montgomery Eye LASIK. Celebrating 75 years in 2020 with the best staff, the best corneal specialists on the planet with Dr. Swan and Shin. Right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. At 725, let's see how Vaughan Road is doing.
Well, good morning. We are seeing more and more traffic on the boulevard now. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have congestion from Wears Ferry Road all the way back to the Wetumpka Highway. We're seeing a good bit of traffic on 31 in from Prattville now. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Overall, we're looking pretty good. No accidents anywhere into us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughan. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery.
Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you ready for the new March Madness?
But the games, there are no games.
Are you ready to skip work?
I'm already skipping work because of social distancing.
Are you ready to sit on the couch all day?
There are no games on TV.
Did you get your bracket ready for your office pool?
I can't go to the office. I'm stuck at home. I'm going insane.
It's the new March Madness.
I don't even have toilet paper.
And now, let's march back into the madness of today's
random facts.
Good job.
Nice going.
Good job.
Nice going.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That was really good. Yeah. Did you know that the United States National Anthem has 3 more verses after the one that is sung?
That's exactly right.
Who wants to sing those right now to show their...
Can you think how long it would take to start a game? Well, you don't have any games going on now.
Yeah.
But 3 more verses.
Boy, can you imagine Rosie O'Donnell doing all 3? That would be awful.
Are you talking about Roseanne or Rosie?
Oh, Roseanne. Rosie O'Donnell.
Either one probably, but, you know. I know she was the one that did it. But, yeah, you're exactly right. It's
Or Julie Chin.
Or Connie Chung, for that matter. Same thing.
Okay, move on.
This is an old callback, folks.
Move on. We're just entertaining ourselves.
You're so naughty.
Yeah.
Did you know if somehow you were to take a single teaspoon of a neutron star,
okay,
it would equal the weight of about 900 pyramids of Giza?
And I want to know who figured that out and how much time they spent on that.
I don't know, yeah. But it's heavy.
It ain't heavy. It's my neutron
star. Did you know over 1,300 schools in the United States were closed in 2009 in response to the swine flu outbreak?
Now that I didn't remember.
I didn't know that either. I don't remember they're closing any here.
No, I don't.
You know why you don't remember that? Because the media didn't tell you a damn thing about it. That's why. Right. 1.6 million cases and over 30,000 dead from the swine flu.
Huh. No, I didn't think it was that big. Huh.
It was.
Wow. Interesting.
Did you, and finally, the Hassenfeld brothers, Herman Hassenfeld, Heilel Hassenfeld, and Henry Hassenfeld, good Lord, they started by selling pencils, and then they later invented a different product which caused them to change their name.
Okay. I'm ready to hit me.
Do you know what their name changed to? The Hassenfeld brothers?
Hit me.
Hasbro.
Oh.
They invented G.I. Joe.
Wow. I never heard that one before. Well, I haven't heard any of these before, but that one...
After they invented G.I. Joe, they specialized in producing toys, including Mr. Potato Head, and they renamed the company Hasbro. The Hassenfeld brothers.
Coming up later this hour in Animal Stories, a high-speed cow chase and elephants. Drunken.
I saw the picture of that. It was great.
And I have it on Facebook, monkeys that got loose.
I saw that as well, yeah.
Hungry monkeys. No fun.
Nobody's there feeding them because of the outbreak or because of the quarantine.
We had a visit yesterday from our friend Clay from Fitzpatrick Greenhouse. Greenhouses, I should say, because they have multiple. And, man, they brought some beautiful stuff. I currently have, I'm going to move it because he told me that it does better in a sun and shade combo.
Right, you have it in direct sunlight.
But he brought by some geraniums yesterday. You see those?
They're no, I did beautiful. Not.
I'm going to try and get out there this weekend. Here's a place you can go outside and be surrounded by beauty. This is a wonderful business. In fact, he told me that after his visit on the radio station yesterday, he had several customers mention they heard about it. Them on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, we're excited to welcome them. Let's see. He says the hanging basket fern, like the one I put by the house, they grow theirs bigger because they take more time. You know, their plants are more mature. Queen ferns that take the full sun. 10-inch pots of geraniums. That's what he brought by yesterday in assorted colors, and they are absolutely gorgeous. And we put those... We have a small garden behind one of the windows in the living room, which has been like Deadsville. And now they're there, and it just totally changed the look. And their prices are unbelievably good. So this might be an option for you this weekend. And terrific people. We're going to get to know them better as time goes on. Let's see.
By the way, are you going to do a victory garden this year? You know?
I'm thinking about it, but look at this. They have Better Boy tomatoes for just $12, 36 plants per flat.
I'm not familiar with Better Boy tomatoes, but I bet they're delicious.
They are. Just take, let's see, it depends on where you are. They're on Highway 110.
Which is Vaughn Road, folks. Yeah. It's the continuation of Vaughn Road out in the eastern Montgomery County just before you get to Bullock County.
Yeah, it's about, from that
25
point
minutes.
In the city. Yeah, about 25 minutes.
It's a nice ride, and it's a beautiful area, too.
And by the way, they are on Facebook, so I will share that as well. And we may hear from Clay a little bit later this hour. And welcome, Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, to our
very
family.
Nice.
We appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, going back to random facts, we talked about one of the first American spies was a woman during the Revolutionary War. We did not know her identity. She was only referred to as Agent... What?
What number?
Number.
Name the number of that agent and when. Our number is 272-9228.
It's not 007.
No. That's our area code.
It is a three-digit number, though. I will say that.
Okay.
272-9228. First person in wins $10 of free shopping.
That's a hint within a hint, by the way.
I do that from time to time myself. A hint within a hint. 272-9228. Let's have some fun. Light those phones now.
Well, a little after 7:30, normally the start of our busiest part of the day on the roads, but this morning we've got moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. On the boulevards, we have moderate traffic everywhere. Our heaviest spots, Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry, Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard, Atlanta Highway to I-85, and on the East-South Boulevard around Baptist. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up, keep it here. We're going to keep you updated all morning long. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they will bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Brenda's first one in on today's $10 food outlet pop quiz. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're okay. Yeah, making it.
Yeah, we're all right. Hopefully you're gonna be a lot better if you can get the answer to this question correct.
What number?
Oh, absolutely.
What this spell?
355.
You got it. That's it.
That's right.
Look at how easy that was. And you just got $10 free shopping and food out, and they're keeping the store's shelves stocked. We'll mail that out to you. And during this time of cleanliness.
Yes.
This national cleanliness.
Stay on the line, Brenda, because I got to get some info from you.
All right, let's say good morning to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. I honestly didn't know the answer. I wanted to let somebody else call first, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm listening to you live down at Disney World, Florida. Here.
Oh.
Looking at my daughter, yeah, who's an intern. I'm bringing her back home.
Oh.
But it is, if you've ever seen a place that just is nobody here, nobody here.
I know. I was driving back from Miami on Sunday, and it was, it's a drive I rarely even have to slow down much, but the corridor there from about Osceola Drive north to past Interstate 4, where all the Disney traffic is usually kind of busy at least. Even on a Sunday morning, and it was ghost town.
Yeah, it was a little busy coming down here. We came down on Tuesday, and they closed that program. Of course, everything closed up as of today, resorts and everything.
Oh, sure. Have they given any indication about when they may reopen? Any date?
Well,
are they hoping?
They're telling them at the end of March. I mean, the end of April. That time frame.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm thinking more like, because I called the Pensacola Naval Air Station, and they're going to start taking reservations for their campground around the 11th of May. So that kind of gives us a little hope out there that maybe in another 6 weeks.
Yeah, baseball's still talking about
6 weeks, maybe six,
Six weeks. But I think is what they're looking at. I know if the military's thinking 6 weeks, you know what? I mean, the military's cautious, so.
I've heard estimates of as much as 8 weeks, but I think this thing's going to turn around. I really do.
Yeah,
and
really do too.
And so we're keeping the good thoughts and the good feelings, and we appreciate.
But one, let you know, we listened. I had to turn on a random back on my phone as I walking the dog. Had to get my random back for the day.
Good deal.
Good to hear from you.
Y'all take care.
Hey, bye.
By the way, we do have our end of the week grand prize drawing coming up next hour, right, Jane?
We do.
All righty, it is 7:39.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
It is still March, I'm telling myself, because when you have 68 degrees at this hour of the morning, that's really amazing. We had a high of 86 yesterday. We're looking for 84 today. There's a risk of showers coming into the picture as a front approaches. That risk of showers begins this afternoon. There'll be some spotty stuff on the radar, but the showers and storms become more concentrated, more likely by tonight and through the overnight hours, low 61. Tomorrow, I guess there could be a couple of leftover showers early in the morning. Otherwise, much of tomorrow is dry. It's a cooler day. 74 is not bad, though. You know, that's the cooler we're getting. Yeah, that's not bad. 50s on Saturday night, upper 60s to near 70 on Sunday. More showers and thunderstorms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night into Monday. Monday, we're in the mid-70s. We're back to the low 80s again on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And the pollen situation is improving over the weekend after this rain tonight. And certainly that's going to be a good thing. Right now, this morning, with south winds at 4 miles per hour, 88% humidity, it's cloudy, 68 at 7:40.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
And we have a full edition of Animal Stories coming up today. And a reminder, our local shelters, as we go through this period, are all looking for people who can foster an animal temporarily. So wherever you happen to live in the Tri-County area, reach out to your local shelter and volunteer if that's a possibility for you. Doing everything we can to, you know, keep things going. So up next, a high-speed cow chase, a drunken elephant, and some owls.
We learned about owls yesterday on Random Facts. Yeah. It was pretty interesting.
So all of that's coming up first. Fox Business at 7:41.
Bonus of up to $300 for every hourly employee and $150 to part-time employees. Hourly employees in stores, clubs, supply chain centers, and offices do qualify. The company is also looking to hire 150,000 new workers through the end of May. Luxury jeweler Tiffany's topping Wall Street expectations. Its fiscal fourth quarter earnings, $201.2 million with a profit of $1.66 a share. Earnings adjusted for costs related to mergers and acquisitions were $1.80 a share. And the CEO of Altria Group, Howard Willard, has contracted the coronavirus. The company, which makes Marlboro, says he's taking temporary medical leave. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
It's allergy season, and you need something stronger than the over-the-counter meds. Well, now there's Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene. Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene helps you control all of your allergy symptoms. Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene not only relieves your runny nose, sneezing, and itchy and watery eyes, it can also be used as an oven cleaner. Warning, taking Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene may cause
drowsiness.
Ask for it by name.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health announced a major health order Thursday. The order mandates the closures of daycares, beaches, and on-site dining and restaurants as the state tries to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The order is in place until April 5th. An Elmore County teacher has tested positive for the coronavirus. School officials say the teacher works individually with students on multiple campuses. The parents of students who may have been exposed have been contacted. And Montgomery police have identified the man arrested after an hours-long standoff with police Wednesday. 39-year-old Benjamin Baldwin is now charged with three counts of attempted murder of a police officer. He's in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hello, Central Alabama. The uncertainty and chaos brought about by this coronavirus is a first for me and probably for you too. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, and I want to share with you a resource that might really help bring you and your family comfort during these challenging times. BibleGateway.com is a free resource that I use all the time, and it is easy and free. Just three easy steps will have you reading God's incredible promises for you. Number one, go to BibleGateway.com. Number two, choose your favorite version of the Bible. I usually choose the NIV. Number three, type in a word like peace or joy or love and hit enter. Then you can enjoy reading about what God says about your chosen word. Now, none of us fully understand all the verses in the Bible, But I promise you that God's Word provides more peace and joy and comfort in times of trouble than any other resource. So, click away and be safe.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving with new lower auto rates. You get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, it's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales, no pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman. I get a grade on that.
That was good.
Mr. Broadcasting School.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Our top story, when I go to Florida, I stay with my friend Kathleen in a 9-square-mile community called Cooper City. It's a very pleasant little place. Our next-door neighbor town is Pembroke Pines. And there's still a couple of, believe it or not, small dairy farms there, even though everything else has been built out. Police in Pembroke Pines, and they're good because they solved a robbery. Somebody stole money from me once, and they cracked the case. Have been trying to track down a loose cow ever since it escaped back in January. Why has it been so difficult to track down something as big as a cow? Because, quote, it's faster than it looks. After 2 months, they finally spotted the beast on Tuesday and captured it by chasing it into an enclosed area. They even, I'll try and get this posted up, and you have to remind me to do it. They put a wanted poster up.
Oh, that's funny.
Around the area featuring the face.
Have you seen this cow?
Yeah. All right. No offense, Simba. With more people indoors than really ever right now, animals have more free rein, and this is how they're living it up. 14 elephants in Yunnan, China, recently broke into a farm that was empty because the owners were self-quarantining. The elephants wound up drinking 66 pounds of corn wine.
Oh.
Yeah, a good time was had by all. Picture now going viral of two of the elephants just passed out drunk. One of them is named Otis.
I get it. Otis.
Okay. Animal rescuers in Britain were summoned to a wastewater treatment plant to save a pair of baby owls that were found alone inside the facility. The gorgeous owlets were small and very young, said Animal Collection Officer Heather Cook. While it's normal for young, tawny owls to explore their surroundings, I was worried about them. One in particular was not looking too good, so I took them to a local vet to be checked over. No major health problems, and as a precaution, they moved the owls to the prestige Stapley Grange Wildlife Center in Nantwich for further care. They plan to release the owls back into the wild very soon, and that is your Daily Animal Story Roundup. But let me check your BAL. Stay out of the line.
Yeah. I think it's just wrong that elephants should act that way. You know what I mean?
Well, throwing their weight around, you know, especially when they're loaded. That's just, that's not good for anybody. Oh, in the afternoon, I do that roll call thing with the Billy Preston song.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm getting scores on the wolf howl and how close I come to.
Oh, geez.
Mark Cummey just gave me a 9.9. I have no idea. I don't time it out. It's just you know, you've been doing this a long time. It's intuition.
It's the feel. I mean, some guys used to talk up records with a stopwatch. Not me. I just feel it coming.
I never used a stopwatch.
Yeah,
never used a stop. That was for sissies or untalented people.
Mm-hmm.
It is 7:50. I hate to bring up a sensitive subject at this time, But I do know that your car is just about ready at MPB, right?
Oh, my gosh. As a matter of fact, guess what I'm going to get in about an hour and about an hour and a half. I'm going to see my baby.
Oh, man.
And I've got a progress report. Look at this. Daddy Donnie on his wedding anniversary yesterday, his 43rd anniversary, he's taking pictures on his phone of my car and sending them to me. So I mean, and then Brandon calls with a complete update, and they found some other things that are going on with my car, like I need a new transmission, and they've already they called Jack Ingram and set that up.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, this is
that
what
is
they,
awesome.
They go the extra mile at MPB Montgomery Paint and Body.
Well, you know, you sent me a picture and. Even though you hate being in a wreck and you got to go through all the grief that goes with it, your car looks as good as new already.
And I can't wait to see it in person.
Interesting thing. I got rear-ended on Taylor Road in my Ford Fusion.
I remember that.
3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I brought it over to Donnie, and Donnie gets on a piece of cardboard underneath the car. He's checking. It was a hybrid, so he's checking all the battery connections because he wanted to make sure that there was no danger there. And he gets me and he said, you got to go see your friend Tip Tames over at Jack Ingram.
Right.
He said, because the mileage on this vehicle and the value of hybrids is not going to be good. So you might want to get out of this now.
And that's what led you to the Rogue?
That's how he ended up in the Rogue.
Yeah.
So rather than fixing, it was like one little cosmetic scratch. It was the interior damage I was more concerned about. Yeah. So I wound up getting the Rogue, and now I'm on my second one of those.
So the Turners have not only fixed my car, they've set up future stuff that I need to be done. It was all set up when he called me yesterday.
You can't beat that, and that's the kind of job they like to do at Montgomery Paint and Body. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And maybe you've had a car that's had some cosmetic, it runs fine, but you want to get it fixed up, now would be a good time to do that, too. Support our sponsors as we work our way through this corona calamity. Their number is 27REC. 27REC. That's REC spelled with a W, of course, for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Seriously the best.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Peppery Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity serve the community. Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning. This is Montgomery's Skywatch. Traffic through downtown I-65 and 85 are looking good right now. We've got no issues there. However, I-85 northbound at Taylor Road, we have an accident there. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles around the boulevard. We've got mostly moderate traffic. Some congestion Northeast Boulevard, East-South Boulevard, right in front of Baptist. Wherever you are, buckle up. Drive carefully this morning. We will keep you updated. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. Y'all, we're still down here on that beautiful Alabama River. We're right now, we're like everybody else. Our news is we are shut down until further notice. And we can live with that because we'll be back. But the marina's still open. You can still rent a boat if you'd like. And I believe you can cruise up and down this river and still have some solitude and be safe. The RV park's open if you need a place to park or got company coming and want to put them a place. You can come down here. Now, I'd like to tell you that what I'm going to really miss while we're closed is my family. And that's a lot of y'all are my family. I got my employees. I got my suppliers, all these guys that take care of us. And I got my customers. That's a lot of y'all that supported us over the last 24 years. I'm going to miss you, man. And then there's my Sunday afternoon blues. That's my go-to. That's what I go to work for. So I'm going to miss that. But most of all, I just want you to know we're going to be back strong. We'll be having some fresh seafood cooked up. When we get ready, quick as they let us open up, we'll get something in. We'll get it going. We'll be serving you. So to all my family out there, we'll see y'all soon. Take care of yourself.
We saw Lewis yesterday. We brought him up to the studio. He wanted to chat about the situation he's in.
Yeah.
And, yeah, all of these situations are sad. In his case, though, his location and the fact that he does so much seafood.
Seafood's got to be sold quickly.
Yeah, he was. Keep it on. You know, that was the big determining factor on the restaurant side of things. But I said, Lewis, I think this will be over sooner than later. And when it is, we'll be there, man. We will be there enjoying your incredible food. Personal favorite is the deep fried scallops and French fries. Not very keto.
Yeah, I'm a gumbo fan over there. I'm a po' boy fan over there, and I love oysters. I love me some oysters.
I'm trying to find this. Here we go. Let me see if it'll pop up for us here. Immediately, it's suggested by a listener through a Facebook message. Coronavirus song, Do You Want to Go to Walmart? So let's give this a little preview.
Okie dokie.
Do you want to go to Walmart and look at all the empty shelves? Or buy out all the groceries and toiletries and everything they sell? We used to have bad tissues. And now we don't, and now we can't wipe our butts. Do you want to go to Walmart? I really want to go to Walmart. Or we'll die.
That's true.
And for some reason, it reminded me that the Hallmark Channel has decided to do Christmas marathon.
Oh, that's
movies.
Cool.
Because people are pent up and, put a little Christmas in your life. Because we were talking about the people who are putting up Christmas decorations.
Right. Our listener, Ken P., has his up. I might...